And now Keith has chosen a lovely poem about Norfolk by a local vicar. It does follow a bit of a preamble, so no surprises there.
Right, time for something a little bit more studied and slow and thoughtful. As I say, I've collected so much material over the years. An old trick of mine is to take people's stories and memories, put it in a book and sell it back to them. And that works very, very adroitly, I can tell you. This I was sent many years ago. It's a poem about Norfolk, written by a Norfolk vicar, the Reverend Frederick Oakley. And he was vicar at Necton, not far from Swaffham at the time. I think he went on to become a dean or a notable at Norwich Cathedral. And then he moved on to become a missionary. I think he started off at Stowmarket and moved abroad into some Channel Islands or somewhere, but you know what it's like when they get on the move. And yeah, this is a wonderful poem he penned in the 1920s, after the First World War. And although many of the references are topical about that time, the things that had just gone on, I think they remain relevant and resonant with the Norfolk of today. And I'm sure there are many among you wonderful regular Chatterbox listeners who have equal or stronger pride and joy in this old county as many of us. And it's something that's been discovered very luckily by all those who creep in, you know, who pass the drawbridge and manage to settle in this place. They realise they were unlucky not to be born here in many ways, and now they're lucky to be here. And I think while that happens, we're quite happy to put up with them, aren't we, ladies and gentlemen, all together now? Well, that depends what they're like, really. And this poem is called Norfolk. It makes you think, smile, and feel a sense of pride at the same time. I'll read it nice and slow, because that's how that was writ. I don't think we want to go galloping away here, because that's Norfolk. God drew the map of England. He planted hill and wood. He looked on stream and headland. He saw that it was good. Pushed far into a corner, he left a fair domain, heath, down, fen and ploughland, rich pasturage and grain. It's on the road to nowhere. Travellers pass it by. Nobody comes to Norfolk without a reason why. Nobody sings of Norfolk, though many bards there be, to honour glorious Devon or Sussex by the sea. When God made Norfolk County, he said they'd love her well, who, patient in her wooing, surrendered to her spell. Slowly she charms, how slowly, but once the spell is cast by Norfolk on her lovers, she holds them to the last. Norfolk's a stately lady, she'll keep aloof for years. Foreigners she despises, and she's scornful of the shears. But they'll not hold her fickle, who once her true love win, from Brancaster to Thetford, from Caister to King's Lynn. We're slow of speech in Norfolk, perhaps a thought too slow, and only when we're cornered will we answer yes or no. Our fathers taught us caution. They learned with moil and pain that every precious stranger might be a thieving Dane. The sturdy Norfolk yeomen to guard their rights are set, as well befits the children of men who've followed Kett. Norfolk men are loyal, without deceit or sham. Well, ask if you think it doubtful, the Squire of Sandringham. Devon may boast her sailors, but Norfolk holds the claim to lead all other counties by right of Nelson's name. And mark in France and Flanders and far beyond the waves the thousands wooden crosses guarding our Norfolk graves. When God made Norfolk County, He showed this perfect art. Within her fair, proud body, he hid a golden heart. So, come and live in Norfolk. Bide till her spell is cast. Then once you've learned to love her, you'll love her to the last.